For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, April 17, 2002. While under the influence of amphetamines issued to them by the U.S. government in order to stay awake during the mission, two U.S. pilots mistakenly drop a bomb that kills four Canadians in Afghanistan. April 18, 2001. Kenneth Hayes and Michael Foley are acquitted by a Sonoma County, California jury of charges of cultivating and possessing marijuana. The two were arrested for growing 899 marijuana plants for the 1,200 members of a San Francisco medical marijuana club. April 19, 1943. Albert Hoffman takes the first dose of LSD in Basel, Switzerland. April 20, 2001. American Christian missionary Veronica Bowers and her 7-month-old daughter Charity are killed when their small plane is shot out of the sky by a Peruvian military jet as part of a CIA-backed program that patrols the Amazon basin for drug couriers. April 20, 2002. Robin Prosser of Missoula, Montana begins a hunger strike demanding access to government-grown marijuana to help treat her symptoms of lupus. April 20, 2004. Discussing medical marijuana, Representative Ron Paul says, the sanctity of the doctor-patient relationship is being destroyed by federal bureaucrats who have turned the drug war into a war on pain relief. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
The drug war marches on. And do you know why? Because your security, your safety, is more important than your freedom. That's why. Because you don't want people getting high and driving cars or flying planes or God knows what else. The drug war deters citizens from using illegal drugs, making our society a better, safer place. Without the security, what freedom do you really have? The freedom to become a victim of a drug crime? The freedom to become enslaved by addiction? This is not freedom. True freedom can only be achieved by following the rules that the government has laid out for you. These rules are there for your protection, for your freedom. Drugs breed criminals, poverty, violence, and death. They can be found on every street corner, even yours. They are the scourge of our society and threaten our very way of life. Drug legalization advocates contend that the drug war is an imposition on our freedom. But a quick look at the facts reveals that indeed, the drug war is freedom. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Happy 420. I'm out in San Francisco at the Normal Convention. I'll have a report for you next week. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.